As I said at the beginning of today's Mass, today we celebrate the feast of the Apostle St. Matthias. And I want you to think about the meaning of his name, Gift of God. I'll return to that in a minute. But why was Matthias chosen? It was because Judas Iscariot could not accept that the way of Jesus Christ is the way of love. And he tragically ended his life despairing that he could be forgiven. His life was consumed not by the love of God, but by his betrayal of the one who is love himself. And so he committed suicide. And remarkably, in his place, there were two put forward: Joseph, also known as Justice, and Matthias. And the lot fell to Matthias to become, first of all, an apostle. What does the word apostle mean? One who is sent by Jesus Christ. He was also a bishop, and we heard that in today's text, an overseer to guide and govern the church. And most of all, he became one who was a member of the kingdom of love. So I want to think with you now for a couple of minutes about this man, Matthias, a gift of God, who is an apostle to love. I want to think about Israel. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, we have remarkable language about the character of God's love. And so when people say that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New Testament, they couldn't be more wrong. Because everything I'm going to say now are images from the Old Testament that speak about God's love. In the Old Testament, God's love is compared to a father's love for his son. His love, says the prophet Isaiah, is stronger than a mother's love for her children. God loves his people more than a bridegroom loves his beloved. Again, in Isaiah. His love will be victorious over the worst infidelities and will extend his most precious gift. God's love, says the prophet Isaiah, is everlasting. And then there are these beautiful words from Jeremiah. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. All of these images, all of these ways to express the love of God in the Old Testament find their culmination with the Apostle John. For John is the apostle who understood that God doesn't just have the attribute of love, that God is love. God is the eternal exchange of love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he has destined you and me to share in this exchange of love. It is out of this love that Jesus in today's gospel says that we are to abide. We are to remain in his love. Because you see, we are not slaves, but we are true friends. And because we abide in the love of God as friends, we are to love one another. So think about it this way. Your life, my life, is God's gift to you. What we do with our life is our gift to God. Your life is God's gift to you. What you do with your life is your gift to God. Why do I say that? Because you're baptized, because you've been confirmed, because you're a Christian who participates in the Eucharist, and you're like Matthias. You're a gift of God. So how do we live out our life so that we give our life back to God as our gift to him? Well, the first thing is to remain in his love. We could never know anything about God in terms of his true character unless God had revealed it to us. That's why Matthias not only was a witness to the resurrection, but that he had been in close fellowship with Jesus through those 3 years of his public ministry. Why? Because in that time, Jesus explained and embodied love. And those who are going to be in love have to encounter the one who is love. And Matthias encountered the one who is love. But here's the thing that's so important. It wasn't just to be with Jesus during the years of his ministry, but he had to witness the resurrection. Why? Because without the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we would not know that love is ultimately the greatest virtue. Without the resurrection, we would conclude that evil and destruction win. That Jesus dying on the cross defeats love. But because of the resurrection, we know that love is victorious over hate, and life conquers death. And so each and every one of us is to contemplate this reality of what it is to abide in God's love in a world like this. And that's why we come to the Mass, because here in this world, this is the way we most regularly and intentionally remain in the love of Jesus. But out of that love, we're to remember something that Jesus said. He says, I don't call you slaves, I call you friends. But sometimes I think, and I'll speak of myself to begin with, that I live my Christian life more out of a sense of duty. I have to abide by the rules, conform to the truths, offer penances, sacrifice for others. And all of those are good things to do. But what motivates it? Is it a sense of I have to? Or is it out of a sense of I love to? It makes all the difference in how we live our lives. When we discover that Jesus is wanting to convert your heart, he's wanting to convert my heart, our collective heart, as a parish. So St. Peter's becomes more and more a place where we are friends of God and friends of one another. Remember how Jesus put it at the beginning of today's gospel, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And it's out of that place of remaining in his love, in knowing that we are not slaves, but friends, that we can, however faultingly, one day at a time, love one another. When we think about what it means to love one another, we acknowledge that it's impossible without remaining in the love of God. It's impossible to truly love one another if we see ourselves primarily in a relationship as a slave and not as a lover. But the more we discover that this is a love relationship with God and with one another, the more we understand that it is by the work of the Holy Spirit in and through us that this love overflows into our lives, then we recognize that we can only love others in the one who is love himself. St. Augustine is the one who coined the phrase, your life is God's gift to you. What you do with your life is your gift to God. Listen to what Augustine also said about love. Love and do what you will. If you hold your peace out of love. If you cry out, out of love. If you correct someone, correct them out of love. If you spare them out of love. Let the root of love be in you. Nothing can spring from it but good. Let the root of love be in you. Nothing can spring from it but good. But here's the reality. Judas was intended to be an apostle of love. he ended up choosing to be an apostle of hate. Matthias, who did not know that he would be chosen to be one of the 12, was chosen to be an apostle of love. Every day we have a choice. Who's sending us? What kind of world are we going to embody within ourselves so that we can then reflect either him who is love to the world, or the world will suck us into its way and destroy us? May we today, by God's grace, look for a silent and hidden way to show love to someone that has been placed into our lives. Let us pray. Lord, increase my faith so that I may know something of your love for me. I want to believe in the depths of my heart that you love me infinitely and permanently. And help me also, Lord, to love others more perfectly. Only by your grace can I show your love to others. Amen. St. Matthias, pray for us.